Blog Talk Radio.
Of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the rock we were hewn from, basically our people. You see what mistakes we made to get us separated from Yah and get us shipped all out universally. And see how we can rectify those mistakes. And it's not a one fuzzy feeling. It's not simply to show that you're a Hebrew Israelite. It's to show that you know what you should be doing and you are doing what you should be doing in each respect. No, there are some things you can't do because we're not in the land. We don't have our priests. But there are some things you can do. You can learn to do good. You can cry out to the Most High. You can cry out to the Most High for our ancients and cry out for the mistakes they made that got us in the situation that we find ourselves in. And you can further cry out for us the continuum of those mistakes. And you know why there is a continuum? Because we're ignorant. We're stupid. Because we refuse to study. We're stiff-necked and stubborn. We won't study Yah's word, although we said we adhere to him. But how can you not study Yah's word if you love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourselves? Meaning you must not have that much love for Yah, and you certainly don't love yourself because it would transfer to your brothers and sisters. You see, we studied yesterday in Vayikra, spelled V-A-Y-I-K-R-A. Some of you call it by its Romanized version, Leviticus, chapter 15. Therein, we found the significance and importance of bodily discharges, semen, a woman's cycle. And I made mention on Fool's Book in that regard about a woman's cycle. Should a man know? Should his wife inform him? And we take this lackadaisical approach to everything. I heard a lot of commentary as, well, he should know. How the hell he should know? He ain't no mind reader. Women have irregularities, and there's variables when it comes to her bodily cycles. She spoke to be telling him, this is very important, people. Should never be nothing left up to chance and a happenstance or some second guessing. And then some women say, oh, he should be synced in with her. Hell, I ain't never heard nothing, even in that sex education. Certainly not sex education far as y'all's concerned, that he should be synced in. He should know when our cycle coming on. Man, you see how crazy we are? He should be synced in to a body. Some women don't even know about their own damn body. How the hell I supposed to know? How he supposed to know? Because we don't want to communicate with one another. The communication rules the nation. That's why in Vayikra, it means Yah is calling. Why he's calling us? To second guess and do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it. No. He's calling us specifically to give a specific instruction. And as I said previously, some things you can't do because the high priest is not here. But there's certainly some things you can be doing, and you certainly need to communicate with one another, husband and wives, and so on and so forth, and not leave nothing to chance and a happenstance. That's why these studies are imperative, because the bodily functions can make you unclean, can make your husband unclean, can make your wife unclean, can make your children unclean. So it's very important that we learn to communicate with one another. And not so be complacent and lackadaisical as far as what Yah is saying to our ancient one, because the spirit carries over to us some of these. Because the fact of the matter is this, a woman bodily impurity, she's discarding these. And the man touch her, you know, it's bloodborne pathogens. And if somebody have a venereal disease, you think a guy's supposed to say, well, she should be synced in to me. She should have known I had the gonorrhea. She should have known I had the clappity clap. Man, that's crazy as hell. You see how that sounds? No, he both opened his mouth, but he want to hide his dirt instead of telling the woman, I got some discharges going on, babe. What you did? She going to find out. As far as bloodborne pathogens are concerned, shit. This is on a need-to-know basis, because this is quite serious, people. But our thinkers are broken. We are a monstrosity. We want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it, and think that's going to suffice with y'all. And that's why it's imperative that we get these studies, these fundamentals correct. No, you can't go to the priest. Our temples, our priesthoods are scattered throughout the universe, you know. But there are some things physically you can do to avoid bloodborne pathogens. As far as your wife is concerned, as far as you Negroes out there want to put your little wee-wee in everybody, oh, you can do something too. You can stop doing what you're doing, okay? So you won't be leaky-leaky all over the place. And then when you do find your little dirty self got caught up, you need to tell her. See, this applies to everybody. Everybody want to argue about the truth. You can't argue about the truth because the truth what it is. Now, on the spiritual component of this, no, you can't complete the spiritual cycle, but you can exercise and do the physical component. And stop lying to yourself and one another. They just skip on, oh, he spoke to know. He seeped into my body. I ain't read nowhere about no sinking in with your body like that. And some of them even just bored the conversation altogether. See, brother, see, when you talking about sex, I said, hold on, sister, I ain't mentioned nothing about no sex. I ain't mentioned nothing about sex as far as the Bible is concerned of any sort. I'm talking about leakage. But y'all want to evade the truth and pick me to play with. I'm ready to come on with it. But you ain't arguing with me, mind you. You argue with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And I'm going to tell you that first quarter. So you keep on doing what you're doing, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. See how that work out for you. We're some of the most sickly people in this universe. Reason being, we don't follow Yah. We want to follow this Western culture. We want to do what they do, how they do it, and when they do it. Yeah, it may work for them for a short period, but it ain't going to never work for you. So stop with the nonsense and come study with us. And if you saying no to you, me, I ain't taking it personal. Because it don't matter, because it don't mean nothing to me like that. I wasn't the one call you to instruct you. Okay? So stop. Don't never attack me, because I'm not going to argue, fuss, and fight with you. That's one thing. Number two, don't bring my mama up. Folks learned that in high school talking about my mama. And don't bring my wife up. They on the same parallel. Okay? So a lot of y'all fingers are broken out there. So be that as it may, you need to get your minds right. You need to study. Stop going out there running your mouth up, don't know what the hell you're talking about. That's why we try to employ y'all all the time. Come to the Real Talk, Real People Show. Come study with Sister Avia. Come study with Brother Cottrell. Why? Because they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And they love you as themselves, meaning they love themselves. But some of us hate ourselves, and we hate anything that remotely looks like us. We're going to lie to it, kill it, mistreat on it, have sex with other people on it, and so on and so forth. Reason why? Because we don't know. And we don't want to be told nothing. So I just lead them on back. I tell them the Romanized version. Go to Leviticus chapter 15 as far as just women's cycles are concerned. As far as men's semen is concerned. And any other kind of bodily discharge. Okay? So you got a personal problem. Take it up with Yah. Let me come on my page on Food Book. Think I won't show you a food. I show you the food. I send you the food's paradise. What you mean by that, young sir? I'm going to block it. I don't play games with people. I'm here to help people. But y'all want to take everything perfect. Some of you sisters out there need to learn how to shut y'all mouth sometimes. Some of you brothers out there need to learn how to shut y'all mouth sometimes. Y'all talk too much, and you don't know what you're talking about. A heap ought to be synced into me. If he would sink into me, young suit, he would know when my time or the woman, you crazy as hell. Yeah. Won't your tongue be synced in into your relationship and learn how to open your mouth and understand the importance and the significance of what's going on? Won't you do that? Instead of arguing about everything. That being said, I mentioned the other students, teachers, Yom Sufari and Sister Avia. Going to bring them on shortly. But I want to give some praises and thanks to the Most High. I'm going to bring them on. They're going to give some praises and thanks. You should be giving them for your own person. I want to thank the Most High for an opportunity for being on this platform and study with great minds, and minds that love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves. Minds that are humble, obedient. Minds that love their brothers and sisters. Minds that love Yah. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have my health restored and my soul restored for the Most High namesake. I bless the Most High for everything I am, everything I hope to be, everything I got. If it wasn't for Yah, I wouldn't have any of it. And the man I'm becoming as a result of him. And the love to study. The love to get it right. I don't want to be wrong. And like that song said, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to simply say praise and bless Yah. And thank you very much, Most High. My soul and everything that is within me. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. and bless your holy name. So, without further ado, let me bring my friends on. Oh, not yet. Brother Cottrell, Sister Savia, your mic is hot. May the Most High bless you.
And may it bless you too, Brother Shalom family. All praises and glory to Yah. You said a mouthful, my brother, and it's the truth. Some people just listen and let it go right on out the other ear, but you got to study and take heed to the instructions. I also want to say, give my thanks to Yah. So all praises and glory to you, Father. I praise your holy name with all my heart, soul, and strength, and always will continue to do so as long as you put this breath in me. I thank you, Father, for putting the breath in all of us and bringing us back to another study of your instructions, and hope that we can get it right this time around, Father. I thank you for the food, the shelter, the clothes you put on our back, Father. I thank you for blessing us with your love, your mercy, and your protection as we come and go throughout the day. So I thank you, Father, with all my heart, soul, and strength. And praise your holy name. And may Yah bless you, brothers and family out there. Take care. Shalom.
Thank you very much. May the Most High bless you. And thank you so much for your kind words to Cottrell and I. We're very appreciative. May the Most High bless you.
I'll be on mute for the rest of the night.
Okay, sister. No problem. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Like Sister Abby, I said, you said a mouthful. It's unfortunate that our people don't study like they should in learning about who we are and what we're supposed to represent as a nation. Yesterday's chapter was very important, in particular for the House of Aaron and the priesthood, because unlike the Vatican, it wasn't an all-male dominated occupation. These priests had wives, and their wives had cycles, and their wives had to specifically let them know when they was in their cycles because of their priestly duties, right? So if their wife is unclean, they touch their wife, they become unclean.
Uh-huh.
And when they become unclean, unknowingly go into holy places, which priests do, and violate and contaminate those holy things, that's where the trespass offering comes in, because he didn't know that he had touched his wife who was unclean. So being that we don't study, we don't know these things, and we should, which is why we're in the position that we're in. And sometimes even when we know, we're going to try to frame it in a way that pleases us and not pleases the Most High. So I don't understand the argument that these sisters were putting forth if they had read Leviticus 16, but that's the way we are as a people. So my prayers are that Yah will open up our hearts, our eyes, and our minds to his way. And I want to give him thanks for doing that just for us, allowing us to study his word in detail and figure it out. I wish that all of our people had that same heart. But giving thanks and praise to the Holy One of Yisrael for all things and everything, my life, my health, my strength, and everything that Sister Abia said, my family, food, shelter, and clothing. There's so many things to be thankful for to our Creator. And I thank him for his loving kindness and tender mercy that he's shown towards us, that he's still giving us a chance to get our lives right and allowing us to take full advantage of the opportunity that we have to get closer to him. So all praises to the Holy One of Yisrael. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay, brother. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Praise God. We're doing great, brother.
Yes, sir. Good
yeah.
to hear your voice.
Well, good to hear yours, Katria. As you said, Katria, it's a shame that we don't study and read the Most High Word. And therein lies the division and the lack of understanding, wisdom and understanding. It's true. As a matter of fact, as she was speaking, some woman that wrote to my wife in response to the question call, my wife said, this is a monthly thing. And so she used my wife's own word of justification for not telling her. It's a monthly thing. It's a no-brainer. What is that saying, lady? I just said, huh? That although it's monthly, there is no differentiation. There is no variables. So you ain't got to tell him, woman, you crazy as you want to be. Okay? Man, we as crazy as we want to be, country. We are just so argumentative, unfortunately, when it comes to the truth. We're going to argue ourselves right into Sheol.
And even though it's monthly, it don't come the same time of the month.
I know it. My wife had just mentioned that. But the husband's supposed to be synced in to her, as they say. He's supposed to know. We're not menstrual cycle police like we supposed to know. We ain't got no shorthand book on that. You the woman. You need to be telling somebody. It's just that simple. Well, we try to make everything hard, country.
Unfortunately, yeah. That's how you know us, because we are a hard-headed, stiff-necked people.
Yeah,
I know Jewish people don't have that problem. They separate themselves, the women. Every month, they come into their cycles. They separate themselves. They don't cook. They don't clean. They don't touch nothing, knowing their condition.
Right.
And a man would know when a woman is in a cycle. How would he know? Because she separated herself.
Right. Exactly. Because he was informed. He was informed by her how this was going on. It's that time, baby.
I know.
And that's so hard to tell somebody. Hey, honey, it's that time. Are we so low down?
I heard that many a night.
Yeah.
Many a month.
Yeah.
I can't do it tonight, honey. I'm in my cycle. Like, oh, shucks. Damn.
Oh, yeah. And I don't want to be messed with nobody on their cycle anyway. So, you know, it's just communication rules the nation, Cartrell. And obviously, some women don't want to communicate with their husband. He's supposed to be a magician. He's supposed to just come to him like a rabbit out of hat. It's crazy, bro. Stiff-necked and stubborn. Contentious. Praise y'all, Cartrell. Praise y'all, Sister Abby. Praise y'all. Well, Cartrell, we're going to proceed, if you're done with your commentaries, on to the first segment of the study. Thank you, brother. Chapter 16. Here's what the Day of Atonement should look like if you're doing the Day of Atonement. Now, you may have a modern version of it, but here's how it should really look like, okay? Now, the Elohim spoke to Moses after the death of his two, and the reason why, he wanted the folk to understand, this is something serious now. I need to educate y'all on this. After the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered profane fire, they thought they could do what they want to do, when they want to do, and how they want to do, but it didn't work out well for them. Profane fire before the Elohim and died as a result. And Yah said to Moses, now, this has happened. I'm going to tell you. Let me educate you. Let me school you. Tell Aaron, your brother, not to come at just any time. Don't come in my place anytime, any which way you want it, into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat, which is on the ark. Listen, don't come in there any kind of way you want to come in there now. That's why your boy's dead. Okay? It's something serious, Aaron. I will appear in the cloud above the mercy. That's my spot. I'm going to show y'all. And you ever felt like this sometimes? You got company, friends, or family come by and just do your spot like it's their spot. Well, y'all feels the same way. You can't do y'all spot like you want to do y'all spot. Just like some of y'all out there don't want anybody, Tom, Dick, and Harriet coming to your house and try to run your spot. But you know, a lot of folks tried, though. Then Aaron should come into the holy place, and hear how he should come. With the blood of a young bull as sin offering, and of a ram as burnt offering. Furthermore, he should put the holy linen tunic on, the linen trousers, on his body. He should be girded with a linen sash and with the linen turban. He shall be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore, he shall, before that, wash his body in water. Well, come in there, stanking, and put them on. And he shall take from the congregation for them, the children of Israel, two kids, goats of the goat, as a sin offering, and one ram as a burnt offering. Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself in his house. He need to get right. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Elohim at the door of the tabernacle meeting. Then Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for Yah and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which Yah's lot fell and offer it as a sin offering. He should just pick it herky-derky. Should cast lots. But the goat on which the lot failed to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before Yah to make atonement upon it and to let it go as the scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering for himself and make atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself. Then he shall take a censer full of burning coals, approved fire, from the altar. He must have not took it from the altar before Yah, his son, with his hand, full of sweet incense, beaten fine, and shall bring it inside the veil. He shall put the incense on the fire before the Elohim, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony. Least he die if he don't do this. He shall take some of the blood of the bull, sprinkle it for himself, sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. Before the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people. Bring his blood inside the veil. Come on inside. Do with the blood that he did with the blood of the bull, sprinkle it on the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. So he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel and because of their transgression, for all their sins. So he shall do for the tabernacle of mercy, which remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness, in order to be able to stay here. There shall be no man in the tabernacle meeting when he goes in to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out, that he may make atonement for himself, for his household, and for all the assembly of Israel. He shall go out to the altar that is before Yah, make atonement for it, and take some of the blood of the bull and some of the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar all around. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times, cleanse it, consecrate it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he has made an end of atoning for the holy place, the tabernacle, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Aaron the high priest shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins. The high priest does it, putting him on the head of the goat and sending it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man, a trustworthy man. The goat shall bear on itself all the iniquities and take this into an uninhabited land. And he shall release the goat in the wilderness. And Aaron shall come to the tabernacle of meeting. He shall take off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his body with water in a holy place and put on his personal garments, come out and offer his burnt offering and a burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself and for the people. The fat of the sin offering, he shall burn it on the altar. And he who released the goat as the scapegoat shall wash his clothes, come back, bathe his body in water, after he may come into the camp. The bull for the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall be carried outside the camp. They shall burn it in the fire, their skins of these animals, their flesh, clothes, and bathe their body in water, and afterwards he may come into the camp. This shall be a statute forever for you. And it's, and when this is supposed to transpire? On the seventh, in the seventh month, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work. Are you doing that at all? Whether a native of your own country or a stranger, meaning you're in your own land, who dwells among you. For on that day, the priest shall make atonement for you, the priest, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Yah. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you. You need to take this seriously. And you shall afflict your souls. You should meditate on these things. It should be a quiet moment of meditation, just like King David used to do. It is a statute forever. And the priest who is anointed, the high priest, and consecrated to minister as priest in his father's place, shall make atonement and put on the linen clothes, the holy garments. Then he shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary. He shall make atonement for the tabernacle meeting, for the altar. He shall make atonement for the priest, for all the people of the assembly. This shall be an everlasting statute for you, to make atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins, once a year. And he did as Yah commanded. He didn't question. He said, well, no, I don't need to be doing all that. I'm the high priest. Yah said, you can't come up in my spot any kind of which your way. Okay? I ain't having that. You got to come in the way prescribed for atonement for yourself and the children of Israel. And you do this once a year. Praise Yah, Cartrell. Praise Yah, fellow students. And bless his holy name. Cartrell, what say you, my brother?
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because what this chapter does, right,
mm-hmm.
it debunks Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it debunk Christianity? Because the MO of Christianity is that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son to save mankind from his sins, right?
Exactly.
But how long is this statute for?
Forever.
It shall be a statute to you forever. Verse
exactly.
29. Verse 31. Exactly. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest to you. And you shall affix your souls. It is a statue for how long?
Forever.
And what does the priest have to bring up? The high priest. Not just the priest, but the high priest. When he goes into the holy place.
The bull.
The bull and the lamb.
And the lamb.
Because he's the lamb. Was he the bull too?
I don't think so.
No, he couldn't have been the bull and the lamb at the same time.
No, I don't think
right?
So. No.
So the fact that this has to be done every year and for how long? Forever?
Forever.
It totally debunks Christianity. Sorry. They try to say that the sacrifices were done away with. We know that Yah doesn't change his mind. But...
Exactly.
And also you see that when he put his hands on the scapegoat that was to be released, the person that released the scapegoat was unclean, and he had to stay outside the camp.
Exactly.
Let me know. If y'all think Jesus is carrying the sins of the world, that means he's unclean, and you won't want to touch him. Because if you touch him, you would be unclean, being that he has everyone's sins.
Yeah, but they prescribe nothing of a relief from those sins for Jesus. Now, for this goat, he was sent out into the wilderness. I don't know what y'all did when he got out there. But he wasn't running around the people with all them sins on him. He was sent to an unclean place. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Gotcha. If you send a goat into the wilderness, a domesticated goat, maybe a goat of 1 year old, you know what's going to happen to him?
He's going to get ate up on the hoosah.
Okay. All
right. He don't know how to defend himself out there in the wilderness. He good pickings. A year old novice, don't know nothing about being out there in the woods, gonna get gapped. Okay? You gotta wear him running back in the city. Like Lassie, come on. No, ain't no Lassie, come on. Okay? And like I said, it's a continuum process, the uncleansing. Like you said, Katria, even the man that took him into the wilderness had to clean himself up before he even came back into the camp.
Wash his soul, bathe himself, and then have to wait. You can't see it physically, but Yah sees it spiritually.
I'm sorry, Katria. My wife was trying to tell me something of significance. I had to cut the mic off because I didn't want y'all to be thinking I was rude or whatnot. But you're right, Katya. You're right. But it's all and like you said, Katya, I have to concur with you. It's a continuum. Even though we're not going by the old contract, the old testimony, but we're still going by Yah's word because it should have been a perpetual. But since we broke that contract, we're trying to do the best we can with what we have. And that Day of Atonement is making reference to, inferring in our suggesting, this Day of Atonement was in our land. We didn't have to go to the boss, look here, I need to take off. I need to take off because I need a Day of Atonement. But these, the people, the natives in the land, they knew the scope. And even the strangers in our land had to comply with it. They can't have been running around like a part. You should have been in a day of anguish over your sins, the things you've done, and so on and so forth. And that goes to everyone in our land. And then the priest must be in place. Oh, yeah, you can pray now and stop doing wicked and learn to do good. But for the most part of the spiritual connection of this, it can't be completed. But what can be completed, you stop sin. You stop with your wickedness. You stop with your iniquity. And you learn to do good. You can do that part. Praise Yah, Katria.
All praises. These lessons are vital because we see that there's women out there who won't tell their men that they're in a menstrual cycle.
Nah, ain't that crazy? Ain't that crazy? He's supposed to be synced into her. He's supposed to know, like, he part of her body, which she is part of our body, because we know Eve came for Adam. But now, when y'all put that curse on her and him, the whole dynamics changed, okay? So her body had to function one way, his body functioned another way, okay? And so for a woman not to even tell her other age, it's that time, boo. You know what to do. Because she cares about herself. She cares about her husband. And when you don't care about yourself and your husband, you got some serious communication problems. You need some communication skills. That man supposed to figure out what's going on. Man, we crazy as we want to be, Katria. And that's why, there again, why we do these studies. All of us alike, male and female, crazy as we want to be. That's why I prefer to study with y'all Monday through Friday when opportunity permits itself. And learn to do good, Katria. So we'll just crazy everybody do what they want to do. How they want to do it and when they want to do it. That don't work. And you ain't cute doing it, neither. Praise y'all, Katria.
Praise Yah. And it also goes to show that we don't study scriptures like we should, because Christ came up in this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Christ. You know what Christ is?
Spell it, Katya. What's the spelling?
Anointed. You know what anointed is?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what anointed is, but it wasn't Jesus, not Katya.
Yeah.
But I know
the
process. Yeah. I know the processes and procedures of anointed and who ought to be anointed. The high priest, the king, his sons, and so on and so forth. Those are the anointed.
Not the king's son.
No, not the king's
only
son.
Only the priest.
Right.
Aaron's sons, who
right.
are the priests.
Right.
Mm. So we see here in the 32nd verse. It says the priest who is anointed, who is the Christ, who is the Messiah, who is the Mashiach. You know what he means, anointed. The priest who is anointed and who was consecrated to be priest in his father's place shall make atonement and shall put on the linen garments, even the holy garments.
Right.
We hear those words again, anointed, consecrated. Some people would throw sanctified in there. If you ain't ministering to the spirit of Yah, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right. And Katrael, did you notice that he didn't have the ephod on and whatnot when he was putting in work? When he was putting in that work?
No.
It didn't mention it in the breastplate.
They didn't mention it, but that's part of what he has to wear.
Oh, okay. All right. So he had the full array on. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
He couldn't put the breastplate on under regular clothes, on regular clothes.
Right.
Like he just wake up out of bed, throw his regular clothes on, and then put the breastplate on. No, that's not how it works.
I agree with you, brother.
And I see people making that breastplate for jewelry. They wear it around their neck.
Are you kidding me, man?
No. People making it and wearing it around their neck.
Man, we crazy as we want. What did y'all say? Y'all can't come to me any kind of way. He told the high priest, the Messiah. You can't come to me any kind of way you want to come to me now. That's why your sons got ghosts. Now, let me tell you how to come to me. And now we're making breastplates and wearing his earrings and his chains around our neck. Man, bro, we crazy as we want.
And he only did the ceremony one time in a year. Once a year.
Right.
You have to do this.
Exactly. Like y'all got to go to Jesus every day. All right. Gotriel, thank you, brother, for your commentaries. Bless and praise y'all for giving you the wisdom and understanding that you have. And humility. Praise Yah. Gotriel, if you're done, I'm done with this first segment of study. And if you're ready for the first segment of study, I will introduce you for you, and I'm going to get out your way. Gotriel, fellow students, it is the 24th song, one in the same. It's a appeal. You're right. 74. Thank you, Katria. It says a plea of relief from your oppressors. Instead of us joining their fan club, y'all said you should be asking for a plea of relief from who? The Democratic Party, Republican Party, the Green Party? No, from him. And from them, rather. And this contemplation is by Aesop. Again, a plea of relief from oppressors. If you have been oppressed by Donald Trump, don't ask the Democratic Party. Don't ask the Republican Party. Pray for that relief from Yah. Praise Yah. You have the mic, Gotriel.
And all of us are oppressed, not by just by Donald Trump.
Right.
What you describe as universal white racist supremacy.
The whole system.
So this should be a prayer for every Israelite. wherever we are under oppression. And you think we should say this psalm every day?
We certainly should.
Okay. So you gave us the title, Psalm 74, Our Brother Asaph. And I'm still trying to figure out, is this Asaph who made those famous statements? Well, we know that Asaph is a Hebrew name.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, Coach.
I wouldn't doubt it either, Yamsun. Not at all. Our Psalm 74 says, Elohim, why have you rejected us forever? And don't it seem that way even until now?
Right.
Has Yah rejected us? Yes, because we got crazy spirits. We don't want to listen to him. We want to argue with our elders and our teachers that's trying to show what Yah told us.
Exactly.
And Yah continues to reject us because we have that mindset. You're not arguing with Yamsun Fari about menstrual cycles. You're arguing against the word of the Most High. And you don't even realize it.
Crazy, brother.
It says, why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? He's talking about all of us, because we are the sheep of his pasture, right? Why are you angry with us? Oh, just check out Fool's Book. That's why he's angry. Remember?
Sorry.
You don't think Yah sees Fool's Book? You don't see Yah sees Fool's Book?
And there's a lot of Hebrew Israelites women, a few Hebrew Israelites women, were contentious on that subject matter. You thought they would have known.
And Yah don't need Facebook to see you.
Exactly.
He know what you're thinking, what you feel, and what you're saying without Facebook.
Exactly. Okay. And she's arguing
that's
with her
why elder.
Yeah.
Arguing with an elder. Arguing with Yah.
She's arguing with an elder who only wants what's best for her.
From her inner vision, like Stevie Wonder would say.
Mm-hmm.
What's
the name of
that
song?
Remember your congregation.
Inner vision. Inner vision. Oh, okay. Thank you, Katrin. Thank you, brother.
You remember that big album that Stevie Wonder put out? Inner vision.
Right.
And when he put that out, I'm like, damn, what does Stevie Wonder see in his blindness? Oh, the inner vision. Fitting some wisdom when he made them songs that he made.
You certainly was, brother.
Remember your congregation, Yah, which you purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your inheritance, Mount Zion, in which you have lived. Lift up your feet to the perpetual ruins. So we the tribe that Yah purchased. How did Yah purchase us? You know what the price he paid? The firstborn sons of Egypt. That's the price he paid for the nation of Israel.
Exactly.
Let us go and be our own nation. Yeah, that was the purchase price. You have redeemed the tribe of your inheritance. We're waiting for Yah to redeem us again.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear Christians talking about, I'm redeemed. Are you really redeemed? Has Yah taken you back? Because that's what redemption means. Yah owns us. He purchased us from Pharaoh, and that means he owns us. You know, other people think they own us, right?
Exactly.
Lift up your feet to the perpetual ruins. Yeah, look to our land, y'all. All the evil that the enemy has done in the sanctuary, we see it now, right? They're fighting over the Temple Mount. They're fighting over Jerusalem, the Palestinians and the Edomites. And it's all evil. That's what he said. All the evil that the enemy has done in the sanctuary. Your adversaries have roared in the middle of your assembly. Ain't that the truth? We in the midst of our enemies, and they raise their arrogance against us, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They have set up their standard signs. They have set up their standards as signs. That's why we have a problem, Yamsun, because we go by their standards and not the standards of Yah, which is why our sister would argue about a menstrual cycle and her husband. My wife told me every time she had a menstrual cycle, we ain't doing it tonight, honey. I'm on my cycle. All right. That's 40 years of that, man. They behave like men wielding axes, tearing people up, cutting through a thicket of trees. Now they break all its carved woodwork down with a hatchet and hammer. They have burned your sanctuary to the ground, which means you can't do what now, sir? Kings of the Holy Days.
Yeah.
If they taught on Yah's sanctuary, right?
Exactly.
How are we trying to do what Yah told us to do? We don't even have a priest or a sanctuary, a house to go to communicate with Yah. Why? Because they burn your sanctuary to the ground. That's the truth. To this day, the temple ain't rebuilt, is it? There's no tent of meeting out there where Yah is dwelling. They have profaned the dwelling places of your name, the dwelling place of your name. They say in their heart, we will crush them completely. You got to know what our enemies are thinking, right, Yasuo?
Exactly.
And what do they want to do? They want to crush us completely. Are they doing a good job of it? Oh, yeah. Because they sit in back watching us self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
They have burned up all the places in the land where Elohim was worshipped to this very day as we speak. We see no miraculous signs. No, Yah ain't doing his miracles for us anymore in these days and time. Why? Because we're not in tune with him. And he says there is no longer any prophet. So all these people running around here talking about their prophets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not according to the Most High. Neither is there among them, among us, anyone who knows how long. Do any of us know when Yah's judgment is going to come down? Not really. How long, Elohim, shall the adversary reproach, which they do every day? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever? And that's what they're doing. As long as they call us niggas, blacks, African-Americans and all that, they know who we are and our connection with the Most High. It's that personal. And when they do that, they reproach the name of Yah. And especially when they call on gods that they made with their own hands. Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever? I hope not. Why do you draw back your hand, even your right hand? Take it away from your chest and consume them. That's the day we're waiting for Yah to extend his hand to overthrow the wicked in the earth. Elohim is my king of old, working salvation throughout the earth. Is this salvation that Christianity is talking about? Or is this the original thought of salvation? You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. You broke the heads of the Leviathan in pieces. You gave him as food to the people and the desert creatures. You opened up springs and streams. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours, the night is also yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Can a man do these things, Yasuo, that we just described here? So we're talking about the salvation from the Creator, because he created the mighty rivers where he could alter it and change it. He created the great sea monsters that man don't even know about. He made the sun to be our light. Can a man make the sun? You can't even look at the sun for 5 minutes with your naked eye without going blind, much less get close to it in order to make it. And mankind surely is not setting the boundaries of the earth. What boundaries are we talking about? Earth is 75% water, and Yah has commanded the waters not to overwhelm the land. That's why we have beaches. That water stops at the beach, right?
Exactly.
Boundaries. The beach is a boundary. You have made summer and winter. Can man make summer and winter? I know you're fooling around trying to tamper with the weather, but they haven't succeeded yet, have they?
No, they haven't.
Most are turning up the heat, because I'm looking down south, and they already got triple-digit temperatures. And we've never seen that in the month of June. This ain't even July, August. Maybe they hit quadruple numbers in July and August. I don't know. Remember this, that the enemy has mocked you, Yah. How has the enemy mocked us? Idols that they make with their own hands. And I'm saying science is the biggest mocker. Science. So my big bang and evolution coming from one cell, and you're not giving praise and glory to the Creator. You say intelligent mind. What was the intelligent mind that created the universe and everything that's in it? So you mocking Yah when you're talking about a big bang and evolution. came from a monkey. Maybe you did. I don't know. Foolish people have blasphemed your name. Don't deliver the soul of your dove to wild beasts, because it'll take your soul and throw it into Sheol. Don't forget the life of your poor forever. And the poor always seems to something. While the rich glory in their riches. Honor your covenant. For haunts of violence fill the dark places of the earth. And we are the dark places of the earth. Everywhere that mankind dwells and executes violence. He's more violent than animals. Animals only kill to eat. Or protect themselves. Don't let the oppressed return ashamed. No, we don't want to come back for the shame. The only way you're going to come back after your oppression shame is because you didn't learn the lesson. How to become good, how to do good, how to commune with the Most High. No, we don't want that. We don't want to be ashamed because we haven't changed our ways. And because we haven't changed our ways, maybe that's why we're oppressed.
Right.
Let the poor and needy praise your name. A lot of people want to be rich, but Yah is not focused on the rich and the powerful. Who's he focused on? The poor and needy. So we have to cry out to Yah for our needs, not what we want. Yah, we need food. Yah, we need shelter. Yah, we need clothing. Yah, we need protection from the violence out in the street. And Yah will hear you if you call out to him. Arise, Elohim. We all need to say that. Raise up, Yah. I don't know where you at. I don't know where you're hiding. I don't know why you're hiding. But raise up. Plead your own cause, the disrespect of man that they have for you. Remember how the foolish man mocks you all day. We got a big mocking going on right now, right?
Exactly.
You know how they mocking Yah? You know how they mocking Yah, youngster?
Yeah. Yeah, with this Jesus thing.
Not only that, how about Gay Pride Month?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. With a stolen rainbow.
Yeah, that's a mockery to Yah. Okay. And something proud. You proud of what? Being an abomination? You're proud of that? Okay.
Crazy, brother.
So you're mocking the Most High. You're mocking the Most High.
Well, they're going to find that they're not cute.
Oh, no. You never want to mock the Most High. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And you got to be foolish. He says, remember how the foolish man. You got to be a fool to mock Yah all day. Don't forget the voice of your adversaries, because they're talking all the time. The tumult of those who rise up against you ascends continually. Every day, they put themselves above the Most High and mock him every day. So we thank Yah for the wisdom of our brother Asaph, and hope that his words go to the ear and heart of the Most High, because we need the Most High to arise and stop the mockery that the nations are doing on a daily basis within his creation. So I'm thankful again to the Most High for even the wisdom of our brother Asaph, who follows the pattern of King David and Moshe and all the great Israelites who sought to keep our people informed, enlightened, and on the pathway to Yah, on the pathway to everlasting. All praises. Hallelujah.
All praises, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for that informative study. It's the 74th. Psalm, last Psalm, one and the same. It's very important that we need protection from our oppressors. And how do we go about doing it? Yah has left the ingredients. Only thing you have to do is mix it up. Praise Yah. Gotrell, Sister Abia, I want you to have a peaceful weekend. I want both of you to be blessed this weekend. I ask the Most High to bless you and the fellow students each year. I pray that you meditate on the words we studied this weekend. I pray only not only you meditate on Yah's word, that you make the right application. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Gotrell, any closing remarks or comments?
I think I heard Nasanya in the background.
Oh, yeah, she was
shout out to her.
Hey, she's right here.
Shalom.
Katria.
Shalom, Katria.
Yes. Shalom, Nasanya. What are your thoughts and feelings based on the lesson we heard?
My thoughts, I just, for the most part, I just take in everything. I write my notes down, and I just take in everything. And I just...
Blessing.
Yeah, my thoughts is I just obey the word. And whatever what we learn, I just incorporate that in my everyday life.
Yeah. And I think she can tell you much more about speaking to some of those folks on Food Book about the bodily discharges. And she was amazed. Even some of us didn't have any common sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's
stuff.
Why communities are in such disarray. Because having a relationship, man and woman, is really a spiritual thing. And it really reflects the children. Reflection of children, which is why our ancient fathers were very particular about choosing wives for their sons. They just didn't want any old woman to be that intimate with their sons. So they went back to their families to find wives. Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac. Isaac told his sons not to marry the Canaanites and so forth and so on.
Right.
But these things are important. And the fact that the Most High gives us a real understanding of what sex is all about, and when we should be doing it, how we should be doing it, what we should respect in His creation of the woman. Some people want to have sex 365, 7 days a week, like none. That's not appropriate.
No, and they don't know. You know, they want to be sex addicts like this Western Hemisphere. Their fixation is on sex. They got sex in the morning, sex in the evening, sex at night, sex every morning.
Sex in the city.
Sex in the city. That's a good one, country. Sex in the city. Yeah, it's true, brother. Thank you very much, brother. Well, that being said, Cottrell, finna get ready to go. Fellow students, we love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Cottrell, you want to say something in closing?
Y'all have a blessed weekend as well. May the Most High continue to bless and be with you. And may our brothers and sisters that's out there listening increase their wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. All you got to do is read this, study it, meditate on it, take notes like Sister Nasanya, and go back over your notes. Oh, praise.
Oh, praise.
Love ya.
We love y'all.